This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, at the heart of the battle over homosexuality in the Bible is this. Does Scripture condone or condemn homosexuality? If you believe the Bible, the answer is clear. 1 Corinthians 6 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals will inherit the kingdom of heaven." Paul goes on to say, "Such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified." Well, John, here's your question. What do those words infer? Washed, sanctified, justified. Do they indicate a converted homosexual will completely abandon that lifestyle?
Well, what they really indicate is salvation. To say that someone is washed and sanctified and justified is to make reference to the actual event of salvation. In salvation, we are washed from our sins. We are separated from sin in the sense of its dominating total power. That's what sanctification means, separation. And we are justified means that God declares us righteous by imputing his own righteousness through Christ to us. So when Paul talks about being washed and sanctified and justified, he's looking at the salvation event. The question of whether or not that saved person will ever commit a homosexual sin again is not really addressed at that point. That's why the Bible tells us to live holy lives, to forsake sin, to pursue righteousness with a passion, because it is possible for a converted sinner to fall into any kind of sin short of unbelief.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. To ask John your question, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.